This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're going to talk about early season mountain trout tactics. We're recording this in the latter part of March. The tactics I'm going to talk about today, the fly patterns, the hatches, we'll run through a little bit of the upcoming season, but we're going to start with what's happening here the latter part of March and going on into probably the middle of the latter part of May. What's happening now is our water temperature is coming up enough that these trout are starting to feed. Their metabolic needs are getting turned on. That's one thing that's causing the increase in feeding we're seeing now. The second thing we're running into is that the aquatic insects are getting going. The quill gordon and some of those bugs are really coming on to good size, and they're starting to hatch right now. Now, again, I'm talking about a latter part of March, early part of April. So let's talk about, there are three different aspects I want to touch on today. The first thing we'll talk about is water level, then we'll talk about the hatches and what matches them, then we'll talk a little bit about the tactics. All right, now how do you find good water level when you've got more water and you know what to do with, which is exactly what we have right now? Basically, if you go up to the upper reaches, if you're talking about back in the Appalachian Mountains, there are some wonderful trout streams. There are a lot of good national forest roads that'll take you into the upper reaches of those streams, frequently coming into the top that'll get you above that high water. Now, if you're talking about the Blue Ridge Mountains, you've got the Blue Ridge Parkway that'll get you into those, and then you've got the Skyland Drive. It'll get you into the streams there in the Shenandoah National Park. Now, a lot of these trailheads that we call them are included in that book I've written, Virginia's Blue Ribbon Streams. If you don't have that book and you don't know where the trailheads are on some of these streams, just give me a call and I'll be glad to get the maps and walk you through all that. So, how do you get to them? You come in from the head. Now, if you're on a stream that doesn't have good trail access to the upper reaches, what you can do is park down at the bottom of the mountain and walk upstream 2-3 miles. I went into one the other, last year that we figured we hiked about 6 miles, and we were up in good manageable water. But that's quite a hike up in there. Usually you don't have to go up that high. Okay, so now if you're in good water, what are the hatches you can expect? The first hatch you're going to run into on most of these streams that we're talking about is going to be the quill gordon hatch. That's the Epirus pluralis mayfly. They're hatching in the latter part of March, and they're going to be on till through the first couple weeks of April. We match that with Mr. Rapidan parachute dry fly at about a size 14. That's hard to beat on that hatch. I had a boy call just the other day, and that said that was the only fly he ever used on that hatch. Now, shortly after that Epirus pluralis mayfly gets going, we have the little blue quill. That's a Paralipta fluvia adoptivia if you're in the bugology. Now, the one we use on that is a size 16 blue quill. That's a very fragile little mayfly. I took some pictures of some of the nymphs just a couple days ago, and they are full size right now and ready to hatch. Now, by the middle of April, we're going to get into the March brown. That's a Stenonema bicarium. Again, you can use the March brown on dry fly on that, but a lot of the guys just stick with the Mr. Rapidan because that's one of the two flies I was trying to match when I designed that. Following that, you get into the gray fox. Not a real heavy hatch on some streams, but then you get, shortly after that, by the middle of May, you get the light Cahills are coming off in pretty good number. Following that, we get into the sulfurs. They're on in the middle part of May, and that runs for quite a while. I'll talk more about that one later on, but those are the hatches you'd expect to find. Now, I got to talk about a little yellow stonefly. A little yellow stonefly gives good competition to the mayflies. Now, he'll be going here probably, you're going to see good numbers of those by middle of April, and that'll run through for probably 2 or 3 months. The Murray's little yellow stonefly in 16 and 18 is an excellent match for that. So those are the flies you find here at this time of the year. The tactics that we use are predominantly geared to the small stream where accuracy, fly placement, reading the water is a very important factor. We're using rods that are 6.5 to 7 feet long, handle a number 3 line. This time of the year, I'm probably using a 9'5" leader. I like the bright butt leader in case I'm going to fish some nymphs. But 6.5 to 7.5 foot rod that handles a number 3 line, a 9'5" leader. And because these fish can be wary once the water level drops down, we're practically always fishing these streams upstream. Now, reading the water is very important. remember, the trout have to get a feeding station that will enable them to get the maximum amount of food with the least amount of effort. Now, when we're approaching the pool from below, the first thing we're going to come to is that lip feeding station. That's where the pool that you're looking at above is dammed up, usually by one or two boulders in the rear end of the pool. The trout can snuggle right down in front of that lip and just feed all day long. In fact, as I'm speaking, every pool that would cross your mind, there's probably a good trout in the lip of that if he's got something back there to break the current. The tail of the pool above that is fair to middling. That can only be good if there isn't a good lip, because nobody's going to hold in that kind of water. Mid-pool is where most of the dinks are found, so I don't waste a whole lot of time on the mid-pool. Back eddies are those areas over on the side with a high water flow. The back eddy can be outstanding. The corner is a little miniature Lazy Susan that lies in the upper reaches of the pool, usually to the right or left of the incoming riffle. Now, this is not in the riffle. These guys are actually in that little back eddy Lazy Susan that I call the corner. It's usually no larger than a dinner plate. If the biggest pool fish in that pool wasn't on the lip, he's going to be in the corner. And if there's a whole lot of water, you can bet your life he's going to be in the corner. Now, the head of the pool where the riffle comes into it from above is not going to be that great right in the middle of the center flow. However, on each side of that, it can produce good fishing, especially when you're talking about the Quill Gordon hatch, because these Quill Gordons are coming off in that riffle. So a lot of those duns will ride down through there in preparation of taking off. So that sort of gives you an overview of what we're doing in the mountain streams right now and on through into the latter part of April. And I'll get back to you later on and fine-tune this a little bit as the season goes on. But if you have any questions, call me at 540-984-4212. That's Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.